Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
So, good on them. Good on Soft Ground Wrestling, man. Nakakainggit, like Rose said, that these Ugandan boys and girls are getting the support we wish we could have had back in 2014. But hey, if it means another burgeoning wrestling scene gets closer to their dreams becoming a reality, then good for them. And we can't wait to see kung saan ba pupunta tong Soft Ground Wrestling na to.
Lord White can suck a dick.
Yeah, madami pa naman bukid sa Pilipinas eh. So baka gusto mag-start ng wrestling summer camp sa probinsya. Why not? Diba?
soft ground wrestling summer camp.
Hindi. Soft ground wrestling etivac, gag.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romoran and Chino Liao checking in. And I think this is the week of all weeks na pinaka-appropriate yung whoop that trick na stinger in our intro, because we are celebrating Trick Willie becoming NXT champion finally among so many other things that happened this week in wrestling. But first, how are you, Ro and Chino, given na finally umulan na sa mga bahay natin?
Oh, very refreshed. Very relieved. Oh my God, ang init the past few weeks. But grateful na nabasa na ng ulan ang dry country natin. So very happy about that improvement.
Yeah, the heat has been unbearable, guys. It's really oppressive. I hope that you guys have been hydrating and training indoors. Kung train kayo, ha? Kung yung mga may gym na aircon, sweat kayo. Pero yung mga bakal gym na hindi the aircon, ingat-ingatan yung sarili nyo kasi mainit talaga until we don't know how long the rain will last.
Yeah, climate change is real, man. It really is. So kung meron pa rin dyan mga climate change deniers, good luck. Good luck living your life. Sobrang init. All right, some business at hand. We got to say thanks to all of our friends and partners who were part of Wrestling Quiz Night, which took place nung Saturday 4:20. So yan yung picture namin sa Hobby Stadium. Pretty big crowd, pretty good crowd to celebrate 4:20 and get high with us on wrestling knowledge as we celebrated 10 years of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Thank you to our friends Hobby Dainzy, Dwayne Manalastas of Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, Hobby Stadium as well, to Mr. Stephen Go and the rest of his partners who generously hosted us and also provided some prizes. And we got to congratulate our new grand champions of Wrestling Quiz Night, Dino and Domino. They are legit twins and they unseated Dr. G. Ayan, yung picture na Dino and Domino, nasa gitna namin. Yeah, they unseated Dr. G and took the championship.
They sound like a tag team.
Yeah, they do.
Congratulations to them. I actually saw them walk in nung nung event. I had to go right away. I had other obligations to stand up, but glad that they came and just took home the big one. Pwede nilang paghatian si Mami or the beach towel of Rhea Ripley, among other things. So sana na enjoy nila yung prize pack.
Deserved nila yun.
Also, happy birthday to Stephen Go of Hobby Stadium. He celebrated his birthday over the
happy
weekend.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Stephen. Thank you for always having us.
Happy birthday, Stephen. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Para sa mga wala dun sa quiz night, na miss nyo rin yung halftime intermission natin na si Rowan ASH sumayaw ng big pressure.
No, it's a... We have video and it's a really good video as well. Na napansin ni Prince Nana.
Yeah, yeah. Pero syempre, iba pa rin yung nandun talaga yung mga listeners natin. They actually popped and they cheered for Rowan. So, you know, Rowan getting one of the few face pops of the evening.
Yun talaga yung binayaran nila sa ticket eh. Chicken skin at sumayaw si Rowan. The prize is a consolation for the winner.
The real prizes are the friends we made along the way, diba? Find the real quiz night. It's also the friends we made along the way. So, we're glad to have met some of our listeners. Some of them, mga returning faces. Some of them, brand new faces. So, it's always nice when we get to have get-togethers like these and that we get to interact with you in the real world. So, thank you so much to everybody who showed up and joined us for Wrestling Quiz Night. All right, let's talk about Patreon really quickly, because if you are a wrestling podcast patron, you get to be part of so many benefits. Among them, yung mga pasabay program natin, you get the preferential rates. You also get to be part of our watch parties that we hold for certain PLEs. And as of this year, we are now also providing tables for our patrons sa ating mga viewing parties, as well as discounted tickets to wrestling podcast events. So if you want all of that good stuff and then some, then join our growing community over at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. The link is on your ticker below. Nasa comments din nilagay ni Emil. Now, let's get to some happy row noises.
Yun! That's TV, yo! Whoop that trick! I saw... The big moment, it's also live on YouTube, but the big moment where Trick Willie wins his NXT Championship, which we'll be talking about in a bit. I saw that on Blast TV because Blast TV has WWE for free. For free, siyempre, for Converge and Globe at Home subscribers, but for everyone else, it is 179 pesos a month. Guys, super sulit, super mura. People are asking me, oh, where can I watch WWE? Where can I watch Raw? Where can I watch NXT? We're going to watch the draft coming up this weekend, right? Up until Monday or Tuesday morning, our time. Here is where it is. Blast TV, app.blasttv.ph. It's going to be a while before we get Netflix, guys, before we get WWE on Netflix. So until that happens next year, Blast TV is where it's at. And let them know that the wrestling fans have found it and are paying for Blast TV, because otherwise, baka mawala yan before Netflix even comes in. So go check that out, app.blasttv.ph.
All right. Let's get to some wrestling talk, and we're going to go all the way to Uganda, where Soft Ground Wrestling has been making some noise over the last few weeks. So it's made so much noise that they already have an article about them on the Washington Post. And it's also made so much noise to the point.
Have you ever thought in the 10 years that you've been doing this podcast that we'd ever talk about Ugandan wrestling?
Hell no. Hell no. But here we are.
Definitely not.
Here we are, 10 years later. We're talking about wrestling in Uganda, which apparently exists. And it's gotten the attention of one Will Ospreay, who has donated money so that these Ugandan wrestlers can actually have a ring. Kasi dito sila nagre-wrestling, sa lupa, sa putek, diba? So it's not good. It's definitely not safe. Definitely not hygienic. So Will Ospreay sent them some money for them to build the ring. And now, sina Mason Madden and Mansoor, or MXM, the former Maximum Made male models, they've also been talking about Soft Ground Wrestling on their social media. They've produced merch na parang collab with Soft Ground Wrestling to help raise funds. Kasi gusto naman nila na yung mga tao sa Uganda makanood ng mga shows nila. Because saan mang barrio or area yung Soft Ground Wrestling, puro sila-sila lang din ang mga trainees and students and wrestlers. Yan lang din yung crowd. So now, MXM, they want actual Ugandan fans to watch Soft Ground Wrestling, and that's what they're raising money for. And this is literally a grassroots type of deal.
Literal, there's grass right there. There's grass right behind them, so it's a literal grassroots.
No, here's the thing about soft ground wrestling. I first saw them like last year at that. I'll say they were, you know, making the rounds. They were getting quite viral. I had a joke lang, but you know, I had all these were just guys who were rehearsing spots and then just doing them in a backyard style. But yes, it's still a backyard style, pero legit pa lang training nila. Legit in a manner of speaking na it's not like super formal training, but they're able to pull off the moves. I don't know if they have the basics down pat, kasi it's not a ring, it's literally a ground, and there are basics that you can't do anywhere else other than a ring or mat, diba? So iba talaga siya. But they are actually pretty serious. They know how to do the moves, they know how to do the sequences, and they are legit enough to get a lot of people over, get international wrestlers, actually formally trained wrestlers, to go there and work with them. And goes to show you all that's needed for support is actual legit poverty. We tried to, you know, I mean, we would have loved that kind of support here in the Philippines 10 years ago, right? But we had a ring, so we were not that desperate enough.
Yeah, apparently, may mas lalala pa pala dun sa boxing ring that the OGs bumped in. That, you know, they were getting concussions on a weekly basis. May
exactly,
mas lalala pa dun.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Nobody is Africa poorer except for Africa. That's it. That's just the thing you learn here. It's like, extremist na to. But jokes aside, man, I'm glad that they're getting the help that they needed. Kasi diba, kahit kayo, diba, sinabi nyo naman din yung starts nyo in the boxing ring, in the training center in the early days of the wrestling industry here. And malala na yun, tas may mas lalala pa, which is the actual ground. You know, so props to them for getting that money, and hopefully it helps them build the scene out there, because the global reach of the wrestling scene right now, especially in the WWE, is so much bigger now. The man shows us in Europe, shows us in Scotland, and in France, and in Germany. So who's to say na hindi sila mamamatay ng Africa sooner or later?
Yeah. It's gotten to a point where Sanjuki the Bull, who's one of the wrestlers of Soft Ground Wrestling, has openly challenged Will Ospreay on social media to an inter-promotional match. Now, I have no idea kung meron ba itong patutunguhan, but it is out there and there are articles about it, so at least it's made some noise.
If I were Tony Khan, I'd franchise the shit out of Soft Ground Wrestling. Fund that shit. Gawin mong NXT nyo. NXT Performance Africa. Center. Oh. Ring of NXT Honor Uganda. Africa. Ganun, no? Ring of Honor.
Elevation. Elevation. Dark Elevation Africa.
legit though. They are athletic. They have a feel for the athletics required for pro wrestling, and they just need actual training.
Yeah, there is wrestling, amateur wrestling, athletic wrestling in Africa. Napanagin sa Netflix dun sa Fight Camp series. It's a good series if you guys are into other martial arts. So there is a background for it there, especially in Uganda. So hindi naman din siya malayong leap talaga.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So good on them. Good on Soft Ground Wrestling, man. Nakakaingit, like Rose said, that these Ugandan boys and girls are getting the support we wish we could have had back in 2014. But hey, if it means another burgeoning wrestling scene gets closer to their dreams becoming a reality, then good for them. And we can't wait to see kung saan ba pupunta tong Soft Ground Wrestling na to.
Lord White can suck a dick.
Yeah, madami pa naman bukid sa Pilipinas eh. So baka may gusto mag-start ng wrestling summer camp sa probinsya. Why not? Diba?
It's a soft ground wrestling summer camp.
Ne, soft ground wrestling etivac. Gag. All right. Let's go to AEW since we already mentioned Tony Khan. One of the big events from Dynamite this week was Jack Perry and the Elite attacking Tony Khan on screen. And it seems like they're really capitalizing on the narrative coming out of the CM Punk backstage incident nung All In London. So what do you guys think of how it happened? Like, what were your instant reactions when you saw this main event segment on Dynamite?
Okay. First of all, I think that entire time TK was taking the Meltzer driver right there, he was smiling like the mark that he is. So feeling ko idea niya and finish niya sa Young Bucks. But I also feel it's a little weird kasi I saw some notes natin for the show that this might be the start of AEW's Attitude Era, and I have thoughts about that being an Attitude Era fan stand here even. I feel like kung yung Attitude Era kasi, nag-start yan from a feeling of discontent, di ba? Yung feeling nung time na yun na fight the power and hindi namin gusto yung mga namumuno. So therefore, the Generation X, therefore, New World Order, therefore, all these other groups that came from that era, di ba? They villainized the people in power and gave power back to the people that were misunderstood and oppressed. But here, the person in power, i.e. Tony Khan, is supposedly the one being made to look good kasi siya yung inupakan itong other guys, which i.e. the elite. So I don't know if it sits right with me to be able to cheer for the person in power being made to look like the person na kawawa. But at end of the day, he's still the boss. He still has the money. He still brings in the funds here. So, hindi ko alam kung gaano ba talaga siya kakawawa. Yes, inupakan siya. But then he can also just fire all of them. Diba? Dadating naman din sa point na ganyan yun. So, ano yung exact goal nila dito sa storyline ito is the real question that I have after tonight, after this morning's episode.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I kind of agree. After the shock value kind of faded, like, okay, oh nice, TK took a bump, you know, and got himself involved in the story. And I'm sure he's not gonna do a Vince McMahon and actually wrestle a match, diba? Pero the fact that he was able or he was willing to get physically involved in a story goes to show, okay, he's willing to take some risks. Now, you know, he's willing to make himself look stupid, look weak. He's willing to piss his father off and,
napalabas
and
siya
make him
can.
Think that he's in danger. Oh. But I don't know yet how this all makes sense. Now, okay, heels like the elite. Okay, they don't need logic, about it. They can just be chaotic, whatever, right? And they can just do whatever they want. Pero hindi ko pa get sa ngayon ano yung connect ng lahat. Like, for one thing, TK is anti-punk at this point, right? And the elite is anti-punk, and Jack Perry is anti-punk. So why is the elite fucking over Tony Khan unless may power play at work? And there is a way to enough. There is a way to put it all together. And I'm probably just getting ahead of myself here. But the more I see it, the reason why I said it was Attitude Era-esque is because parang sa ngayon, talagang shock value muna yung short-term goal for this. And I hope they have something they're actually cooking here. I hope that there is a story that, na long form, na talagang binabalak. Pero sa ngayon, it's nice, but I do want to see the follow-up. I do want to see it play out as well.
Mm-hmm. The NFL draft is in a few hours after we're recording this. So what would be worse? TK showing up to the NFL draft with a neck brace or a former Philippine president showing up in a neck brace?
Yeah, but it's possible. If he wants to sell that shit, he should come in a neck brace. I don't know. Okay.
Actually, maganda yun. I would actually pop if I saw that.
Yeah. Na ESPN naman yung spot eh. Na ESPN naman yung segment na yun eh. So everyone knows that, you know, the owner or, you know, owner. Ano ba siya? The GM, I don't know, the official of the Jacksonville Jaguars got pile driven last night. So, I don't see why he shouldn't sell the neck.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he will, though. I have a feeling that he will.
Say what's up to a friend of mine, Bravo 6, Paolo Barcelon. Thank you so much for joining us here on
Bravo
the
Bravo 6. What up, man?
All right. Let's ask one more question and then we'll go take a quick break right here. Itong gulo with TK and the Elite and Jack Perry, is it overshadowing Swerve's shine since he's the new world champion and he was nowhere near the main event of Dynamite?
Hmm. That's a good question. I think yes. Kasi dapat yung attention na sa kanya, di ba? It's history making. Right? He's the first African-American to hold that title. He's also it's also his first major title in any of the organizations he's been a part of. So malaking bagay yan for Swerve and for AEW, and I feel like they could have capitalized on it a lot better. I liked his match with against Kyle Fletcher. I really enjoyed it. But I also get why they had to put the focus back or focus on the Bucks again. Hindi ko expect na ganyan yung mangyayari. Diba? But the Jack Barry appearance on Dynasty also wasn't a small matter. Diba? So hindi ko expect na lalabas si Jack Barry ng Dynasty, and for him to for that to happen, for him to be involved with these with this new elite, is also a noteworthy point that needs addressing. So I think yung kay Swerve was overshadowed, but it's a much longer play for Swerve. It's not that he's going to be a transitional champion, at least I hope not, kasi mas malaki yung impact ng title niya in the larger picture of AEW.
Yeah, I put this here kasi talagang okay, we're back to putting the focus on TK, the Young Bucks, the whole CM Punk thing, the whole All In thing, Jack Perry, about that's a bigger thing. That's a bigger thing that people want to hear about because it's the real life backstage drama. And then feeling the nasasapawan si Swerve. Now I feel like okay, we can do the Swerve title change now, but that's only because we have the bigger story here with everyone involved in the all-in brawl, right? So I hope that they find a way to make Swerve a big deal, but I don't see that happening now. Kasi, the genie's out of the bottle now. We have this big story, and now people are talking about TK taking a bump and not Swerve being world champ anymore. And I feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break and talk about the storytelling ng AEW, especially the fan discourse surrounding the supposed lack of need for storytelling kasi may great in-ring action naman. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Hey, it's Nikki Porter, and I'd like to invite you to catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast where I share bite-sized insights as a relationship coach. Because in case you haven't noticed, healthy relationships these days seem very hard to come by. Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish, right? They don't want to commit when they deep down want a relationship. They want to connect with their partner, but they ignore them instead. They know that something's bothering them, but they don't tell their partner, so they resent them over time. You know, the usual stuff. So how do we navigate through all of that, especially if you want a relationship that lasts? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really, honest to God, begins with you. Through each episode, we'll work through all the different variables at play that might be keeping you from becoming an empathic partner by first figuring out how you can be a worthy partner for yourself. If this sounds like your type of podcast, be sure to give Nuggets of Nikki a follow. Then let's get to it.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Taking it to France, who went to quiz night last week and on weekend and made a new friend. As in, he joined the game with someone that he met sa elevator ng building.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, legit, man. No, see, that's funny because when he walked in, the one nandun pa ako, he was actually with the guy, like friends before.
So a lot of people thought that they were friends already, but turns out they met sa elevator and the guy didn't know that much, I believe, lalo na ng Philippine wrestling part. So
look at you, friends.
Make it friends, diba? That's what the wrestling podcast does. We bring people together.
The true podcast is the friends we make along the way.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson, they had what many people are already calling match of the year, diba? That spot that they had with the Busaiku and the Oz Cutter. People are just sharing the gifs endlessly. But when you really think about it, there wasn't much of a story heading into this match. I mean, sure, they did set it up. They had a couple of promos here and there, but it wasn't really a blood feud. It was really just billed as an absolute dream match, as Justin Roberts announced it. So what do you think about yung mga AEW fans na yung ina-argue nila is, hindi, okay lang, I don't care about story, basta 7-star match all the way.
Yeah, sorry, I put this point in kasi I was the one, you know, as usual, nagbabarda ako sa Threads and Twitter. Threads more so because there's just a lot of rage bait over there. But they show me kasi the pro-AEW tweets or pro-AEW posts. And a lot of people are saying, okay, we came here for the great action and they delivered the great action. So therefore, ergo, we don't need your story. We don't need your fucking story. You can take that story and, you know, keep it in WWE and whatever. We just need the good action. But it's funny because those two things are not mutually exclusive. About just because you have good in-ring action doesn't mean you shouldn't have a good story, and vice versa, diba? And I feel like it's a bad faith move because, okay, granted, a lot of AEW fans turned to AEW nung una kasi they were tired of the melodrama, the cheesy writing, the bad TV writing of Vince era WWE. And in some ways, meron pa rin nakikita ng ano, hindi gusto yun kasi it's still a lot of talking, a lot of drama, a lot of stuff that, you know, isn't really as good as your other TV shows that have dedicated Hollywood writers behind them. And they just want wrestling. They just want good wrestling. And I understand that. I'm also that kind of wrestling fan. But at the same time, even the boss of AEW understands the need for storytelling. Because otherwise, why was there actual storytelling in some other parts of the show? Like, why is there a huge investment for Swerve going up against Samoa Joe and, you know, fighting for his first world championship to be the first black AEW world champion? Bakit may emotional investments are gonna? Why is there a story beat about Will Ospreay regretting the move that he used to finish off Bryan Danielson? There are things in there that show that you need a story. You can't just discard the story. And if you're listening to this and you feel like, okay, I don't need this shit, you do, because at some point you will run out of reasons to care, even though your primary reason to care is, okay, this wrestler is good, this wrestler is also good, I want to see them wrestle a good match, diba? But I understand that if you don't like the idea of storytelling because you've been burned by bad writing during Vince's time, but you cannot remove that because even your boss understands that we need this. Otherwise, the whole ending to Dynamite kanina wouldn't have happened. We would have just ended on Mox versus Hobbs, right? So, you know, there's my rant. And I know some people won't listen to this. Some people will just, you know, I understand that you want the good action. That's totally fine. You want work rate. That's totally fine. I just hope that you don't discard the idea of the need for storytelling altogether.
Ako kasi as somebody who got into wrestling for the story.
Yeah.
Diba? Mas na-appreciate ko yung value of the narrative structure of wrestling than the actual athletic element. Una-una, hindi naman ako athletic talaga. So, the fact that anybody can do whatever they do in the ring is pretty amazing to me. Kahit basic bump lang yan. Maganda na sa akin yan. But what I do appreciate about the story is how the action is also driven by the story and the story is also driven by the action. Tama naman din yung sinabi ni Ro, di ba, na correlated sila. They're not mutually exclusive. Di ba? Because nagkakaroon ng grudge matches sa wrestling because of the story. Di ba? Nagkakaroon din ng stories after the matches because of the action in the ring. Di ba? Dinaya si ganito. Heel victory by this guy leads to a longer feud. Di ba? Or a breakup of a tag team leads to this WrestleMania main event in the future. But all these things, they're all actually related. And I think wrestling is unique in that sense that it's the only sport where the story is actually as important as the effect or the final result of the match. Diba? Kasi nandun siya nagpa-play in eh. Doon nagbe-base yung ganda ng product, eh, both on the story and on the action itself. So I really agree that story is just as important, if not more so, than the action inside the ring.
There have been so many times before you start. There are so many times nung panahon ni Vince that I've said in a review that the story was shit, but the match was good. So there's that. But I don't want to have to say that anymore. I especially don't want to have to say that for AEW, who was supposed to fix yung mga ganitong issues nung panahon ni Vince, eh, di ba? So that's not a flex, you know? The story is shit, but the match makes up for it? That's not a flex. That's the wrestlers doing what they're supposed to do. And it's not just the wrestlers who are out there tasked to do a good job of delivering content, di ba? Trabaho din ng writers or ng booker na bigyan sila ng magandang kwento. Because you can only make up for bad writing through the good wrestling so many times, di ba? Before people start to tune out. And I feel like a lot of AEW fans take that for granted kasi TK is so much is easily able to cater to them with the work rate stuff, the super indie stuff. Kaya it's not a flex. I don't want to have to say that for AEW. It has to be fixed. It's something that has to be fixed.
Yeah, the point I was going to try to add lang to it is that some of AEW's greatest hits are actually stories that were well told over periods of time. For example, the rise of Hangman Adam Page. Like, you don't get to Hangman Page becoming world champion without him being the anxious millennial cowboy who pushed away all of his friends. But that was an actual well-told story. Or MJF and Adam Cole becoming friends and becoming a tag team. Diba? There was barely any work rate matches during that run because it was all about telling the story of MJF and Adam Cole learning to work through their differences. So, you know, those are just two of yung mga signature moments of AEW throughout its 5-year run so far. And they were more well-told stories than actual 7-star bangers.
Yep. And yeah, again, TK understands the need for stories. He just doesn't do them well unless yung best creative minds, wrestlers niya, are helping him do that.
That's gonna do it for this half of the podcast. So if you liked yung pinag-usapan namin ng live stream kagabi, then make sure to check out part 2 because it should be up on your feeds where we talk about the WWE draft, we'll also compare Solo's bloodline to Roman's bloodline, and of course a conversation on Trick Williams finally becoming NXT champion. Until then, we gotta say thanks to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone at the Pod Network for all the work and help that they do behind the scenes, and thank you for catching another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. For Ro Moran and Chino Liao, as well as Emil Nate and Rowan ASH, I'm Stan C saying stay safe, stay healthy and hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.